Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Fans and a Pro. Deuce McAllister here with Charlie Long in the booth. Right now we have Dalton Wasserman, PFF data analyst and co-host of the PFF College Football Show. You can find him on X at PFF underscore Dalton. I appreciate you joining me. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. Ready for another great weekend of football.
Definitely ready for a great weekend of football. I want to get your take on a couple of the college games that you're excited about this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you're talking about, some of the biggest games, those three ranked games we have, but the one I'm looking forward to the most is Texas Tech versus Utah. I think it could be the biggest game in the Big 12 this year. You've got Utah's kind of bouncing back from a 5-7 season with a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator. They've looked really good so far, and Texas Tech brought in a mountain of talent from the transfer portal. I think their defensive line against Utah's offensive line is going to be the matchup of the week.
Well, when you talk about Texas Tech, I think, you know, anytime that it comes up, you have to talk about them off the field, really, you know, them kind of trying to be a big player in the NIL space. And I want to, you know, just get your take on that, if you have any take on that, on some of the things that they've been able, some of the, you know, players that they're in on, and just some of the things that they have, they're kind of trying to put in play out there Texas Tech. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're good. No, you're absolutely seeing that, both with the results on the field and with some of the recruiting battles that they're winning. But when you look at this year's team, their defensive line, their front four up front is all star players from other programs. When you talk about David Bailey from Stanford transferring in, one of the best pass rushers in the country, Lee Hunter, the defensive tackle from UCF. And then you even look at the offensive side. I look at a guy like Terrence Carter, the tight end from down there near you guys in Louisiana. He's a really good football player too, and he allows them to win after the catch, as well as, you know, with their receivers that they brought in vertically down the field. So they've done just a fantastic job both in the transfer portal, and they're starting to make wins, especially with that NIL, the NIL money happen in the recruiting trail as well.
Yeah, and I got to get your take on it. I know I still want to come back to another game or two for you, but I got to get your take on a team like Notre Dame. Notre Dame still being ranked in the top 25 and 0-2. You know, you have a couple of close losses. I think both of their losses, they are a total of less than 4 points. But just talk about that Notre Dame squad, how they are still top 25, and possibly if they can win out, because they do play some ranked opponents, can still work them way, their way back into the playoff picture. Just give me your overall thoughts on that squad.
So I think the one thing that's the most concerning for me is that in the trenches, and especially on defense, they just haven't been quite as good as we're used to seeing, right? Their offensive line played a really poor game the first game against Miami. And then defensively, you know, giving up, 68 points through the first 2 weeks, we're just not used to seeing that from Notre Dame, especially as elite as their defense was last year. Obviously, they lost Al Golden to the NFL. He's the defensive coordinator for the Bengals now. But Chris Ash coming in there, he's got to find a way to give up fewer points with this team, because we did not not see up other than one game then with as bad a defensive performance last year as it had this year. You know, the USC game, and you could argue the Ohio State game, but even then they figured out in the title game in the second half, played a little bit better. I think the big theme with Notre Dame is the room for error is immediately gone. They have to win the next 10 games. To me, a 9-3 Notre Dame team with their schedule has almost no chance, just about no chance of getting in. Just like they did last year, they're going to have to finish their season with 10 wins just to have a shot.
Dalton, down here there's a ton of buzz about Tulane and their 3-0 start. They take down Northwestern in the first game. They take down Duke and Darian Mensah in the revenge game this past weekend at Yeoman Stadium. And now they have this matchup. They go to Oxford, top 15 ranked Ole Miss. You know, the third Power 4 ranked team that they're going to be playing this upcoming in their non-conference schedule. But Tulane and Coach John Summerall, they've really embraced that challenge. And, you know, what you've seen from Jake Retzlaff, the BYU transfer early on at quarterback, who really got here basically a month and a half ago, but the way that he played against Duke, he was the American Athletic Conference Player of the Week. He now looks really comfortable in what Tulane's trying to do offensively. But granted, it's going to be a tough task going to Oxford and once again playing the top 15 ranked Rebels.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a fascinating football game, especially on the Tulane side, because if they win that, then they're clearly the favorite to make the playoff out of the group of five, as long as, you know, you still have to win the American along the way, and there's some darn good teams there. But if they win this game, they're clearly the favorite. If they lose this game, especially at least if it's not convincingly, then you still feel like they're one of the two or three favorites to come out of the group of five and get a playoff spot. I think the big thing in this game with Retzlaff, you know, I find it interesting. You mentioned that he's only been there about, what, 6-7 weeks. You know, maybe he doesn't know the whole playbook yet and the entire system, but they've let him go out there and be an athlete, man. He's been one of the five or six best running quarterbacks in the country so far this year, and his legs have been a big factor in the offense. And I think if they're going to beat Ole Miss, they got to find a way to get turnovers. The secondary, Tulane's secondary has been fantastic so far. If Ole Miss, I think Lane Kiffin, I think he announced that Trinidad Chambliss, last week's starter, is going to be the starter this week with Austin Simmons still hurt. But whether it is Simmons or Chambliss, Tulane, I think if they can get multiple turnovers in this game with a really good secondary, that's when you start to talk about tilting that game in their favor. But Retzlaff's been really good. The defense has been really good. And they're really still a work in progress. And they've played so well so far anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking with Dalton Wasserman, he's the PFF data analyst and co-host of the PFF College Football Show. You can find him on X at PFF underscore Dalton. You just talked about Texas Tech as well as Utah and the Tulane Ole Miss game. Give me one more college game top matchup that you're interested in watching, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Saints Seattle matchup.
Oh boy, how could you not love the Jackson Arnold revenge game with Auburn going to Oklahoma? Both teams, their first SEC game of the year, both undefeated. Everything that's surrounding Jackson Arnold and Auburn and all the hype up there. Going to see John Mateer, who's right now one of the Heisman favorites in Oklahoma. Brent Venables trying to take the next step with that program. I think on and off the field, everything surrounding it, that might be the most fascinating game of the entire weekend. It really is. When you talk about two teams trying to emerge, trying to prove themselves into SEC contention. They're both not all the way there yet, but for both teams to start 1-0 in the SEC, especially against that opponent in those circumstances, I can't wait for Auburn, Oklahoma. And honestly, I know it's all about the two quarterbacks, but, and I know you're going to love this, Deuce, I think the team that runs the football better in that game is going to be the one that wins it.
Dalton, how impressed have you been with John Mateer early on, the transfer from Wazoo, and kind of leading Oklahoma to that big win that they had a couple weeks ago against Michigan? That was really his first test, because Michigan's defense over the past few years has always been real stout, but he looked very poised, and obviously he's an older quarterback. But, you know, Mike Dettillier has brought up the Baker-Mayfield comparison, that he plays a lot like Baker, obviously shades of the OU quarterback there. Just wanted to get your thoughts on John Mateer early on. I know that this is another test against a good Auburn defense.
Yeah, he's been solid so far, and I think the encouraging thing if you're Oklahoma is that for their offense, there's more to go. I don't think they have played A-plus offense yet, but you're right, to grind out a big game against Michigan, obviously a very good Michigan defense, and Wink Martindale, to grind that game out really with kind of grittiness and toughness, and he had, I believe it was 19 carries in that game. He was really the heart and soul of the running game, along with a couple of big plays with his arm. John Mateer and the athleticism and what he can do outside the pocket and with his legs, he can really will you to victories, and that's what he did in that game, along with Brent Venables' defense being awesome. But he's solid. I'll be honest with you. I think there's more room to grow in that offense, and I think the entire offense can still play better. I'd give him about a B+ so far, but that's good enough to be undefeated. I think there's a real chance he could get better as the year goes on.
Yeah, that atmosphere in Oklahoma should be electric, you know, just having Auburn. Auburn's going to have to survive that first quarter or so, I mean, or things could get ugly for them. I mean, but it's going to be fascinating, just those two quarterbacks, how they've been able to carry, you know, kind of both of those teams. And so it will be a good matchup, a good SEC matchup for you. Dalton, I want to get your take on the Saints-Seattle matchup this upcoming Sunday, and just some of the things that the Saints have to be able to do well as they battle the Seahawks, who defensively have played really, really well. And offensively, I think that they're still a work in progress as they try to kind of figure out and truly identify who they want to be as an offensive system.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'll start on the Saints offensive side, where I actually think Spencer Rattler, he hasn't been fantastic, but he hasn't played bad football through 2 weeks either. The thing I'm looking at on a week-to-week basis with the Saints is their offensive line. I'm curious about the guard situation. You got Trevor Penning, I think, is going to be back in there now at left guard. Cesar Ruiz on the other side has really struggled by our metrics at PFF so far this year, and you got two big-time defensive tackles for Seattle that are a real problem on the inside. Leonard Williams, the veteran, and Byron Murphy, the second-year man out of Texas, they've both been really, really good so far. Those are two guys you really have to focus on. And I know offensive linemen always want to get to the second level, but if you let those guys run free around the line of scrimmage, you're going to have a big problem. And then I think on the other side, Seattle, you know, former OC for the Saints, Clint Kubiak, got into his run game against the Saints. They want to run the football. They want to run those outside zone schemes. As you guys saw last year down there in New Orleans, he wants to get into the foundation of the offense. The first week against San Francisco, wasn't able to do that. They lost. Last week, they ran the ball well on Pittsburgh, found a way to win that game, a big win on the road. So I think that's what it comes down to for Kubiak. He always wants to run the football first and not put too much on Sam Darnold early in games.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Dalton, about Sam Darnold. Last year with the Vikings, the 14-3 record, they kind of fell apart a little bit late. And a lot of that was because Darnold was under pressure. And that's been kind of the MO with him, is that when he's in a clean pocket, you know, I want to get your, you know, the PFF numbers about Darnold. It's very similar to another guy like a Jared Goff, where if they have good offensive line play, they're not getting pressured from the opposing defensive line. They're able to just kind of sit back there and pick apart an opposing defense. So for the Saints defensive front, it's a huge game to get after Darnold, make him uncomfortable, and that's how he can kind of maybe take down the Seahawks team, is if that offense isn't clicking on all cylinders.
I think that's absolutely true. If you can get the four-man rush going against that team, and Seattle's got a very, very young offensive line that's still figuring things out in pass protection. You got rookies playing up front, second-year guys playing up front, very, very young line that if you can really mess with them up front and get that pressure on Darnold, especially in obvious passing situations, that's really where you can win. Because one of the big splits we had on Darnold last year, too, this goes with the run game. I believe he was the fifth-best play-action passer that we had in the NFL last season. But when he gets into straight dropback situations, situations, that dips down to a much more average or slightly below average level. So if you can get them in situations where they don't have a two-way go and they don't have those play-action scenarios to work with, and your D-line can just pin their ears back on that young offensive line, then you talk about that scenario you're getting at is, okay, now Darnold's under pressure. He's got to drop back in obvious situations. He's got to really throw it through seven-man coverages. That's the big thing you want to get into. So I think a big thing for the Saints to get into those situations is going to be win early downs and then get into third and eight and make him beat you without the play action and the deception and everything that goes with that.
Dawd, man, you've been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. You can, like I said, you can find him on X at PFF underscore Dalton, as well as the co-host of PFF College Football Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on Fans in a Pro.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys big time. Thank you.
Thanks, Dalton.
Hey, that's some good stuff. You can hear just the data and the numbers and just being able to say, he did say one thing that I was like, I don't know. The Saints third and long defense hadn't been very good the first 2 weeks. And so even if you get him in a third and eight situation, can we get off the field? That's the question for that Saints defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.